When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, Tange time. You guys ready for a Tange?
Yes.
Tange time. Hit the thing.
It's the Tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the sh** we couldn't talk about on air.
All right, guys. So here we go. Let's do a Tangent. Let's talk about Kaylin. Let's talk about, this is like the Girls Gone Wild weekend in Vegas, or excuse me, Miami. Miami, Vegas, same thing. Yeah. Miami that you just had. You were on a boat.
Yes.
You were in a house. A mansion. Was it a mansion?
No.
Oh, I'm trying to create this image in my head that it was like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous weekend with Kaylin.
I mean, it was my friend's family's house, which was very nice and good for Kaylin's wallet.
Yeah, we like a free place.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we love a free place.
Oh, that's clutch.
That was wonderful.
How many women were there?
There were 14.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 14? Now let's talk about it. This is a bachelorette party, right?
Yeah.
And now let's talk about this. How many of the 14 women, like, how many were, like, pity invites?
There actually weren't any. So the crew was immaculate, I have to say. But it was the college crew, which is what I was a part of.
Okay.
The high school crew, who I love, her high school friends. Actually, I've spent a lot of time with them. And then her two brothers have two wonderful wives, and they also fit in. So we were really blessed this time.
So nobody from his side was there?
No, he's from Brazil, so he doesn't have a lot of his siblings here.
I see. Because that's usually where things get a little dicey, is when we got to start throwing in people from the other side that aren't part of the original sort of group.
Tell.
Yeah, and it's like, and they don't always match the vibe.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but like from afar, if I see a bachelorette party, I can tell you the one that looks like she drives a Subaru when the rest of them all, you know,
oh,
I don't know.
I mean,
it's
like that's the one that didn't go to college with all of them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's
like bridesmaids.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm thinking of one specific one in my, I was at Cindy's in Chicago and I was watching this bachelorette party and it was like all these like hot girls and then not an ugly, but a very different looking woman wearing like Crocs and a backpack. And she obviously has like a Subaru Forester at home and just didn't fit in with the rest of the group. And you just know like, that's the brother's sister right there.
Yeah.
Or the husband's sister right there.
Yeah. No, this was actually a really good... I loved the crew. It was actually like less scheduled and planned than I'm used to, which I loved because there was a pool at the house. So like we could just drink and like vibe and chill. We don't need to have this jam-packed schedule. The only like activity was a boat and then a night out. Only things I had to pack were just a black outfit and a black bathing suit. So I was
everyone had to wear all black?
Yeah, just so the bride could stand out. There's typically a theme night, but this was just black, which is already wear that. So the weather was beautiful. I'm trying to think if anything so we did exchange. I feel like you have to talk about sex on bachelorettes. Like, I don't know why.
Okay.
And one, this conversation started because one of the girls, I must just said that woman's name. she met a guy on a flight. This is kind of like the craziest thing I've ever heard. She met a guy on a flight. they started, like, it was a long flight. They started hooking up, like, in the seat.
Oh.
Like, they had just met, like, making out, whatever.
That's really hot.
So hot. While they land at their destination, they go into the bathroom, and they bang.
At the airport?
At the airport.
Ooh. I have a similar story, but not that good.
Yours is good.
Yeah. Yours it's not good. As good, but I sat next to a woman once on a flight. She was much older than me. I think she was at least... I don't know why this is relevant, because she looked hotter than me, but she was 10 years older. So maybe late 40s. I was late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the plane. We're sitting next to each other. We're like flirting and stuff. And then she was meeting people in Miami at the airport mm-hmm. to get on another flight to go somewhere else, like Costa Rica or something. And I was going somewhere else, but for whatever reason, my flight didn't leave until the next morning. Like, my flight had been canceled, and so it was like, do you want to fly to Miami? I was already at O'Hare.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you want to go to Miami and then wait for the flight in the morning, or do you want to do this all over again tomorrow? And I'm like, screw it. So basically what I'm saying is I land in Miami with no place to be until the next morning. So we talked the whole flight, and she's like, well, do you want to just... I've got 5 hours till my flight. Do you want to just bar crawl the airport? And I'm like, okay. So we start drinking. We wind up in the American Express, like, Centurion Club. And they have sleeping rooms. So we went into one of those and in the sleeping room at the in the airport.
I love this.
No sleeping involved in that one.
Yeah. Well, they did. And then they did. Those people did. And then we just kept drinking. And so I kid you not, I was in the Miami airport for an additional 6 hours past the time that my flight landed, and I was hammered. So then I go out to baggage claim. My bag's not there, of course, because that was 6 hours ago. They probably sent the thing back to Chicago. I don't know. So then I'm like drunk, trying to talk to the people at the desk. They're like, sir, your flight landed 6.5 hours ago.
Where were you?
Yeah. They're like, why are you just... And I'm like, hammered, whatever. And so they found my bag, went to the hotel, left the next day. I never saw her again.
Wow.
We did keep up for a little while, but I don't know. I never saw her again, but that did happen. That all happened in a day. But it wasn't quite as good as that one. We weren't hooking up on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the people around them didn't love that. they probably thought they were a couple, I guess.
That's wild.
It was so wild. So then everyone was sharing their, like, craziest place. I think we had, like, someone did it in a canoe, which I was like, that sounds awful.
That doesn't sound good.
Plain bathroom, which also sounds gross to me.
How do you get out of there? That's my thing. Like, how am I going to get out this bathroom without being seen? So many people use the plane, you know, the bathroom.
It would stress me out.
Yes, I would be thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know. And then my friend who lives with her boyfriend, the one getting married, so fiance, they always bang at the airport. Like, you guys live together.
What?
Like, why do you need to bang at... I mean, that's, like, great goals. Like, but why are we banging at the airport when we just left home?
Well, if you're like Jason and get there 3 hours early, you got to
do something. Yeah, I got something to do.
That's
my favorite pastime.
Just for Jason, I left 20 minutes before my normal 2 hours. Okay. Get there, have like 5 hours to kill. I'm like, what do I do?
Listen, this is your year. You are the chosen one. That would not happen to me. I'm 100% certain.
It took me like 20 minutes to get there. There was no insecurity. And I'm like,
there'd be like 7 marathons that I have to like run through to get to it. All the cars would break down. That would be my luck.
Yeah. But I didn't know what to do, so I just got a salad and stared and looked into space.
So you didn't have sex there. Why y'all freaking at the airport? Like,
the airport is horny. People are horny in the airport.
I disagree.
I don't understand it, because, like, you could do it everywhere. And I feel like the moment I step into an airport, there are eyes on me. I feel like I feel like there's this room, right, with all these people just sitting up in there watching me on camera every move I make. Like, yeah, she gonna go get a bagel right now, and then she gonna to walk over and get some headphones, and then I just feel like they can see,
that
like a little tracker.
That is what I thought.
Well, yes, some head too, but like, I feel like there's a tracker that watches you.
Yeah.
So like, while he was fucking in the thing, I'm like, they had to know, like, Fred landed 6 hours ago. Where is
Who
he?
Who is they?
Like, the people in the little people. Room watching
this
you.
This ain't a casino,
Have
girl.
You seen the movies?
They're watching every single person. Like, there's like thousands of people in an airport at one time.
Like, they track you. They track your bag. Like, where is she going with that bag? Like, if you do something weird with your bag, you've never...
Well, that for sure. But I don't think they care if I'm getting a bagel.
Right.
I just feel like they're watching me.
And why,
like,
they keep making the announcements? If you see a bag, say something. But if they're watching it, you wouldn't need me to watch someone else's bag.
I also am the opposite of horny at an airport.
Yeah.
I don't even kind of think it's a horny place. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
Yeah, we got drunk. And that's another, it's expensive to get drunk in the airport. Not in the club.
So
though.
Expensive.
In the club, it was free. But and then I remember we went Christmas. It was Christmas, or it was my Thanksgiving trip. So we went to a gift shop, and it was her idea, $10 gift maximum, and we shopped for a gift for each other.
That is
drunk.
I like her.
What did you get? What did you get?
I don't remember. A magnet or something? What can you get for $10 at an airport gift shop? Right. Like nothing.
Might be the love of your life.
She's the one. This woman.
I think, well, I know where to find her. I think she wound up dating another man, having a kid. I don't know if it was with him or without him. And I don't think they're together anymore, but she was lovely. It was fun. I don't know. I don't know what, I think she moved to Florida maybe. And wow. I'm not sure. I don't have a, that's probably the best story.
You don't have a crazy place.
I've hooked up at radio stations where I've worked.
Yeah, that always blows my mind. Because I feel like in today's day and age, like, I'm like, that would not fly, right? I feel like where? How? Like, well, I would love to have been like in that era.
Well, what?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Don't be smiling
nope.
and
nope.
not
I didn't say anything.
Say
nothing.
It. Tell
nothing.
Us.
Nothing.
Tell us.
No.
Open your mouth. Speak.
No, not here. No, I've never done it here. No.
What is happening?
Nothing.
In this, did who you do it downstairs?
Who did you
maybe.
Fuck here?
I don't know.
Who did you fuck
which, in which room? If hypothetically, if it happened downstairs, in which room would it have happened?
You know, there's performance rooms.
Oh.
You know?
Not the sound studio.
No. The
old one, the Sprite Lounge? With all the beanbags?
Not the beanbags on the carpet.
With, oh, my God.
My man.
Don't worry about it.
That whole thing needs to be, like, fumigated. The entire, both of those floors need to be fumigated. So, yeah.
Right. I was the weekend guy. You know what I'm saying? I was here every weekend.
And they were fucking you?
Oh, God.
Who's they?
You know, people used to, in fact, I was talking to my friend, well, I don't think it's any secret. My friend Billy, you guys, a few of you know Billy, my first radio job in Dallas was,
we fucked.
Yeah, we did. He was doing nights. I did weekend overnights.
Deep down in Dallas over here.
But we used to do a thing on Saturday nights. We had these DJs and they would actually like spin the turntables. Like we're in the studio. Mm-hmm. So they would spin live and then I hosted it. And then sometimes Billy would show up drunk or people would come up to station and it became a party because this and the radio station was in like an industrial park in a really shitty part of town. And but, you know, people would call the request line and we'd all be up there. We were drinking. I mean, it sounded like a party. It was a party. Yeah. And then the girls would be like, hey, you know, can we come up there? And we're like, yeah, come up here. And so there was like a employee entrance on the side of the building and had a camera. And in the studio, we had a monitor so we could see who was at that door. And so what we would do is call them up. There was a little intercom and they'd come up to the intercom, push the button, and we'd all gather around the monitor and look and see what they looked like.
Oh.
And if they were ugly, we'd be like, hey, the boss just showed up. You got to go. Whatever. At 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. Like, no, he didn't. But anyway, so then, and sometimes groups of girls would pass each other. Like,
did you ever like try to hook up with someone just based on their voice? Because at the time, like, I feel like I've heard people on radio like say they thought a girl had like a hot voice and then they would like meet up and be like, oh, shit.
I don't know. When I was doing overnights, though, consistently, I would get a lot of phone calls from the same people, and they were usually like working or they were doing something in the middle of the night that like that they were bored. And more than once, like I would talk. There was one woman I remember. I don't remember her name, though, but she called every night for like 6 months. And then she showed up at an event and she basically like was acting as though we were dating because she felt like we were. And granted, I talked to her about as much as anybody in my whole life, but like I didn't know what she looked like. And it was never that. It was just like, I'm bored because it's the middle of the night and I'm just sitting there.
What did you guys talk about?
I mean, everything. But like, I don't know. It was almost like she'd call up, hey, how's your day kind of stuff? Yeah. Because like she was at work, I was at work.
It happens.
And whatever.
Yeah, you wouldn't like, when I used to do nights here, you just talk to the same people. Like every day would just call and you would talk to them.
And you'd share your secrets?
Not sure. I mean, they would just ask how's your day going? You know what I'm saying? Like how your day went, whatever.
You fucking.
There was a station here called, I don't remember what it was called. It's gone now. But when I was in Dallas doing weekend overnights at that point, there was a girl that was on a station here doing weekend overnights. And we were both like kind of at the same stage of our career. And I don't know how it happened, but we wound up calling each other and like we would talk on the phone in the middle of the night doing these shifts or whatever. And then that kind of ended. And then fast forward, God, 20, at that point, it would have been like 12 or 13 years. I moved to Chicago, and I remember asking one of the account executives, who old school guy who worked at that station at that time. I'm like, "Do you know so and so?" And he was like, "Yeah. Do you know who that is?" And then he told me who she was. Well, I mean, it wasn't sexual. Her name is Carrie, and she's Southpaw. And she's something else too. I think she did something else. Anyway, she works for the USO. Like, she's still very much in the, so now I know her.
Oh, cool.
Like, I've done events with her for USO and like, but yeah, she was Southpaw for like a long, long time.
The White Sox mascot?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And something else too. But anyway, I just thought it was like a random story. Like,
what radio station was it?
Was there one called The Buzz? Not The Buzz. 94. It was like an alternative station, I think, a rock station.
Hmm.
What was it called? What the fuck was that thing called? I don't know. It was an alternative station.
Oh, that was probably in the early.
The only one would have been
not the Edge.
No.
Was it called The Buzz?
I've never heard of it.
I don't know. It's an older. It doesn't matter. And no, the station's long gone. But this would have been like 2001. So I don't know. But nonetheless, that's a small world. I'm like, holy shit, that person's still kind of kicking and. But she was a stranger, and she sounded hot, but I never knew what she looked like.
Wow.
Until now. She married a bunch of kids and stuff. What the hell was that station called? It's going to bother me now. Not The Buzz. Not The Edge. It was one of those, like, stupid names.
Not Dance Factory Radio.
I do.
Dance Factory Radio.
During the day, it would be like talk radio, and then all of a sudden it would flip to...
I'm going to ask her now. It's going to bother me.
I never heard of either of those two. The only alternative one I know is...
We were also talking about sex toys, and like, I love reading the reviews on sex toys, and this, look how long this one is.
God. Is the gist, is it a good one, or are they mad?
It's a lot, like, she goes into like her personal, like, there's a lot of detail.
Wow.
Receiving oral has always been an issue because when you tell them to suck, they think that you're telling them to lick and suck. No, just suck. I even told someone, suck on it like it's a little dick.
What?
Oh.
Wait, what? Hold on. I'm trying to figure out the name of this radio station. What the hell are you talking about?
So we also talked about sex toys, and there was this one girl that was like, you guys all have to get this. My body did something I didn't know it could do. So I looked at the reviews.
Okay, this is a review of a sex toy.
Yeah. The Satisfier. Okay.
Well, first of all, five star.
Yeah.
The Satisfier Pro 2. I'll preface my review with a little background. I'm a queer black woman who enjoys sucking stimulation on most parts of my body, including my clit. I mean, it's a tangent. I guess I can say that. Receiving oral has always been an issue because when you tell them to suck, they think that you're telling them to lick and suck. No, just suck. Oh my God, this is like...
I know, too much.
A lot. There's a lot going on.
Too much.
I love that people took the time to write that. Like, how informative.
Yeah, you know? I know a lot about her life. Yeah.
But it would be different for someone else, right? So just because she likes it that way doesn't mean that, like...
All my friends that got it were like...
Yeah, I hear about that one a lot. Because I just listen to girl podcasts and like they were, that...
Well, my one friend said she had to throw it away because she was scared she wasn't going to like sex anymore.
Damn.
I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What the hell? I'm still bothered by the name of that stupid radio station.
Call Carrie right now.
I did call her.
What's she doing? Important this things for the USO.
Needs to be rated. Very X.
Let me see.
This is the second model. What color should I get? Violet?
I don't know.
Who cares about the color?
Oh, are you buying it?
Like, maybe.
That's supposed to be like the top tier one, I think.
Well, there's the rose that's like the famous one.
Yeah, but this is like I think the next level.
This, I don't, they all were like, it made me do things that like I didn't know were possible. And I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. She's probably going to text me at like 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what it was called. It was one word. Is Steve Rupp here? Maybe he'll tell us.
Oh my God.
And it doesn't matter.
Steve, get on
here. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's bothering me now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here, I'm going to text him. What was the name?
Rufio can find it.
Did he work there?
The station.
Are you sure it happened?
No, I'm not.
Are we sure?
Maybe it was outside of Chicago. Like it was.
No. It was on. It was an ABC station. It was on State Street.
Oh,
what?
I want to say it was like WLS FM before WLS FM.
Oh,
he's about to tell me. Not The Buzz. It was some shit like that.
Hmm.
Doesn't matter. I know the 10 minutes of the tangent is me trying to remember the name of a radio station that doesn't exist anymore. So that's very exciting. What were you going
to
say?
This lady said she had it delivered to her job.
The Zone.
The Zone.
Oh,
the Zone.
94.7. Yeah. Oh, the Zone.
Was it music though? Right.
It was.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always thought that was sports.
And then it turned. I don't know what.
Maybe think of ESPN Zone.
Right.
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a productions intern at Mix 96.5. I don't know.
She put anyway, it in at her desk.
But like, I don't know, small world, right? Has that ever happened to you before? Have you ever like networked with somebody and then you wind up working with them or something like that? I don't know. You talk to somebody in one capacity and then 100 years later you wind up doing something else with them. I thought it was kind of random though. Like of all the radio stations in the country and all the cities, you know, little baby DJ Fred, little baby DJ Carrie would talk in the middle of the night because we were bored.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she was allowed to talk. I was allowed to talk, but I think she just pushed buttons.
Okay.
Maybe she got to talk eventually, but back then, I think she just pushed buttons, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew our boss here before, like, everyone knew him as our boss. Like, I knew him in a different capacity.
You knew Double Down?
Yeah. So then, like, whenever he was coming here, I was like, oh, I know him. Like, he's cool.
Right. Because he used to go to Lala all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
And he would bring his wacky things, him and Klinger. Was it? Yeah, right?
They had sword fights.
Yeah. They had massage machines.
You guys
like,
sword fought?
We did.
Wait a minute.
Like the sexy sword fight?
No. Oh. They were like foam swords.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You guys were trying to figure out. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say this.
Oh.
I don't, no, because he might listen to this. Yeah. I won't say it. I'm not going
to
say that.
I don't think anyone should listen to this episode.
No.
I mean, actually.
Are we recording? Like,
no, but I just
don't know. I think it's bad.
No, but you
said the C word and not my favorite C word.
What did I say? Oh.
Yeah.
But it's a tangent. I can. It's all
I know.
The,
it's just
it's all the shit we couldn't talk. It's all the beep we couldn't talk about on air.
That's right.
It just felt dirtier for some reason.
That's why you think this was bad, because of that. This. Right. What's funny is I listen to other podcasts that do really well, and they sound less organized than this. So, like,
oh
our tangents usually sound like relatively well thought out. This one does not. But but you know what? Here's the thing. Would you rather this or nothing? Because the option is we just don't do one on the days where they're going to sound like this.
Well, damn.
So at least we got something going.
Yeah. Right?
Anyway. All right. Well, on that note, thanks for listening to our shitty podcast. It's really bad. And I hope you enjoyed a really bad podcast. And we'll see you later.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you ready for heart-stopping, toe-tingling, coma-inducing levels of drama and romance?
Okay, great. Well, you can find it all included with Prime Video. Check out Expat, starring Nicole Kidman, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, and the history-bending romantasy My Lady Jane,
which will leave you speechless forever.
Or till the end of the episode. Find your happy place.
Prime Video.
Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.